dressing on their salad. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever just grabbed the bottle and poured some dressing on your salad without shaking it up, and all you got was what? Come on. Oil, or, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know which one floats to the top. I think the oil floats to the top. Vinegar's heavier, right? So there's a separation that has to take place, and there's a mingling at the same thing. And today we have mingling going on in the world, in the church, and in the world. Come on. There's a mingling going on, and unfortunately we have to be like that because we have to live in the world. But the Bible says come out and be separate, and there's scriptures that say that and everything. But I'm going to talk about the separation today. Separating ourselves and not becoming them, and not going. Someone said it this morning, being in a place that we shouldn't be. We know by our spirit things that we should do and what we shouldn't be doing. So come out and be separate. Today is Independence Day. You know, we have to determine in our lives, we have to almost tell ourselves, we have to convince ourselves who we are. We are made flesh like everyone else. We look like everyone else. We comb our hair like everyone else. Well, nobody combs their hair like this. This hair is too hard to manage, but the thing is, we dress, you know, certain hairstyles are in and something like this. I'm so glad there's no more mullets. That was a hairstyle that should have never came out. It should have never came out. All business in the front and all party in the back. Come on. And there's certain things, but didn't we do them? The Mohawks and everything else, and we go through trends like that. But the Bible says he's not talking about short-term effects. He's talking about long-term things. Come out and be separate. Make yourself separate. And today is Independence Day. We're only on the earth and in this world and in this body, in this earthen vessel for a short time. But we will be in eternity forever. So there has to be a time of separation. There has to be a time of independence. There has to be a time when we say that I'm no longer going to be like that, and this is who I choose to be. Amen? Well, good morning, everyone. I pray that you all and everyone had a great and safe and wonderful 4th of July of our nation's Independence Day. Did everybody have a good time? Everybody safe? I didn't get any phone calls. Pray for somebody because they were hurt. Thank you, Lord, that we prayed last week. Do you remember praying last week that there would be a hedge of protection over us? Prayer works. Amen? And Thursday, we had a wonderful opportunity to feed the homeless camp where we barbecued a lot of chicken and Cindy and Amanda's pasta. And Angel made, they're not here today, I'm surprised because they said they were going to be here today. She made a great pasta, something I hadn't tried. I love when people bring new, different types of food and I get to see something because right away I'm going to go make my own version. I had to go home and make my own mac, didn't I? I said, I got to try something here. It wasn't the same. It was a different pasta, but it was good. Come on. Anyway, so we got to kind of do that. So we go. It was different. It was all right, but we had a good time. It was a good opportunity. I'm so glad that it fell on our Thursday, the 4th of July. Amen. So we invited so many places, and thank everybody for the invites for 4th of July. Don't take it personal if we didn't come. Listen to me. We get invited all the time to everywhere, and I'm not choosing somebody over the other, or I like this person anymore. We just, you know, if we have an opportunity, we'll do it. So thank you, everybody, for going, and I'm sorry I didn't make it. If you invited, if I said, we'll try, I lied. If it's okay. Huh? Yeah, but, if you didn't invite me, it's okay, too. I remember it, that you didn't invite me. As you tell me about all these great things that you did. And if I look at you like this, it means, if I'm smiling like that, it means, yeah, what an idiot, you didn't even invite me. No, it's not like that, amen. But this unplanned 4th of July really turned out pretty good. Denise went to the store, we were home, we were tired, we cooked a lot of chicken, we cooked 60-some pounds, 70 pounds of chicken, we baked it the day before. I don't boil my chicken, I don't put my chicken around the grill, I bake my chicken, and then we cook it. It's tender, it's seasoned, and barbecue, it's the best. Now, I know some ladies are looking like, you're a fool, because I make the best chicken. No, I make the best chicken. Well, now Denise makes the best chicken, because she made it this year, amen? But anyway, it was really unplanned. So Diane and our kids and some of our grandkids and stuff came out, and we ate pretty good barbecue, amen? Lord, forgive me, but I really cheated. I cheated this time. I ate some carne asada, so. But it was about the only carne asada I'm going to get in a long time. So my wife brought me a little piece. I ate the barbecue chicken. Josh got the remainder of it yesterday. It was pretty good, huh? Yeah. it's the only one I'll get for a while. But the barbecue chicken we made for Irwindale and ourselves turned out great. So that was our 4th of July. And then Denise was so glad to see fireworks finally, huh, babe? Where did we see him from?
Right on TV.
On TV. Channel 5 does the Bay, the Channel 5. We went to San Diego. Channel 5 has this whole bay, and then you turn that off and you get to Pasadena to see the end. And no crowds, no traffic, no, come on. No, everything that I hate, you know, about traveling on the weekend. I don't go to the river, you know, on the 4th of July or this and that. I don't, with all the boats going crazy, I go to the river.